Jamie Woody is an academic teaching fellow in the PA division, physician's assistant division in the College of Health Professions. And Ms. Woody, in this podcast, let's talk about the profession of physician's assistant. Explain to us what that is.
A PA is a licensed and board certified healthcare professional who practices medicine with the supervision of a physician. They work in all arenas of healthcare in many different settings. They work in hospitals and outpatient settings as well as nursing homes. And they also work quite a bit in primary care, but also in all the specialty areas of medicine.
What are some of the reasons that the PA program and physician's assistants as a profession have become so important in recent years?
PAs have actually been playing an integral role in healthcare delivery for over 40 years, and that need for PAs in the healthcare system continues to increase with the passing years. The main reason is that we are able to function well as part of a healthcare team to extend the services of physicians. We're rigorously trained in a medical model very similar to the model that physicians are trained in. And in that way, we can really work very much like physicians, but to extend those services, to work with them, to extend those services to patients that otherwise may never get seen. I'd say that over the years, as the healthcare system becomes sort of more burdened with greater numbers in the population and in an aging population, that it's a struggle for all patients to be seen. So we can increase the numbers of patients that are seen and that they can be seen by someone who's been so rigorously trained and can deliver high-quality medical care.
Do PAs specialize in various areas of medical care?
They do. PAs can work in primary care settings like general medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, or OBGYN, or they can work in the specialties like cardiology, orthopedics, otolaryngology, and the list really just goes on and on. You'll find PAs in just about every specialty of medicine these days.
Jamie, let's talk about the training that is required to be a PA. First of all, what are the prerequisites in order to apply to PA school?
The prerequisites are very strongly science and math oriented. There are several prerequisites that have been very well defined by PA program, and they're listed on the website for students that are interested. We also like for PA applicants to have had some experience in the medical field and to have a very strong interest in working and dealing with patients, obviously. So those are some of the primary things, and of course, PA applicants should have a BS and several prerequisite courses beyond that to prepare them for the PA program.
And then tell us about the PA program itself.
Well, the PA program is a 27-month program. It is split basically into two parts. There's a didactic half and then a clinical half. In the didactic year, students spend all their time in the classroom or in activities such as maybe in the simulation lab, learning physiology, anatomy, the fundamentals of medicine. And then in that second half, they go into the clinical setting and they work in the clinics with preceptors and with patients. When they graduate, they have about 2,000 hours of clinical experience.
Fantastic. Jamie, what are some of the things that PAs can do clinically?
PAs are able to diagnose and treat illnesses, and they can conduct physical exams. They write prescriptions when necessary. They also order and interpret lab tests, and they even first assist in surgery.
And then what sorts of jobs do our graduates go off to?
Well, they just go off to all sorts of jobs. I mean, really, they go into all settings and they go into many different specialties. We like to see that many of our graduates go into primary care. Some of them work in the urban area right here around Charleston, and others go all throughout the state into the rural areas. And again, they will work in all different fields, perhaps primary care or in the specialties. And you'll see PAs working in surgery as well.
Jamie, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.